Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
No, don't do that.
No, too late.
Sorry, that took forever.
Jesse, are you grown a mustache?
No, I just haven't shaved in a while. It's been like a month.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't grow in. It's all patchy. It's kind of like
it's
Caleb's.
That way. Yeah.
I love it. How you guys doing?
Well, still working, so there's that.
Just till Friday, right?
No, actually, they have us fully scheduled for next week, too.
That's
it's stupid. Like, we make fiberglass.
That's very essential.
Except for the only essential parts that we make right now would be for semi trucks and
still working.
And the company that we send our pieces or our material to is closed. Yeah.
What about you, Jesse?
I'm still working. I work at a distribution center, so I send out food. So it's pretty essential.
You're still working at Kroger's, right? Or Peyton.
Yep.
Right? God, you've been there forever.
Hey, how's my wife doing? I haven't seen her in a while.
Which one?
You're
She's pretty good. She's over there watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, gay.
Hey, that first season when the one person died, that was really cool.
What's Grey's Anatomy?
I don't know, some hospital thing. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure there's a person that dies in every episode.
That's the whole point. We are here today with Jesse Harps. Did I hear you say it? Harps? I don't remember.
Harps. Yep.
Harps.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're on this is the second episode of Chitty Chats. What I called it.
Wow. Who named it some gay shit like that?
That'd be me. You know what? If you have a podcast and you want to name things, you can do it your way. This is my show that you are always on.
Whatever happened to co-host, man?
You're still a co-host. But speaking of, what were you saying, Jesse, about a podcast that you have?
Last year I had done about 12 episodes. I had a couple people on, and we did. It's called the Dunkmaster Podcast. It's on my YouTube channel. And then I'd taken a break because we hit fourth quarter at work. I was just so busy, I couldn't really schedule anything. But I just published an episode about 2 weeks ago, and I plan on bringing it back as soon as work slows back down.
Very nice. What are you doing there?
Just chit chat about video games, life. I kind of just talk to them about what they do for a living and just kind of get a feel for people. Yeah, definitely that.
Well, fun.
Mm-hmm.
How long are those episodes usually?
Anywhere from 2 to 3 hours.
Damn, son.
What the fuck, dude?
It's a lot of talking. I like to get to know.
Look, you're not Joe Rogan, okay?
I mean, I am.
He's
bald.
Jeez.
So it's called Dunk Master Podcast.
Yep.
Spelled properly.
Yeah, actually. So
okay,
right there.
It's actually right.
Oh, actually, for me, it's right
there. Mine's right there.
Oh, hey, wait, put your finger up, Jesse, with our powers combined.
Oh. Jesse, you were the second one to reach out to me to do this. I've known you for God, how many years now?
Since you were just a wee little baby.
Yeah, I remember.
I was 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
17.
Only 17.
That was 10 years ago.
Holy shit. You're 27?
Yeah. I mean, my first gathering would have been 10 years ago.
Why did I think you were like 22?
Wow.
Probably because my wife's like 22.
Yeah, she is.
How's Audrey doing, by the way? She doing awesome?
Good. Yeah, we just actually bought a new house.
Oh, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Are you still in that one place?
So we were in Montpelier for a while, and the main sewage line actually broke So we are currently up in Fort Wayne, living next to my mom.
Wait, we're at Fort Wayne.
Yeah, we're both in Fort Wayne, dummy.
It's right on Lima Road.
We're out on Lima Road. That's a big road.
Do you know where the Walgreens used to be and the CVS's?
Oh, that one?
There's a
all of them on Lima.
It's on. Wait, look,
give us a crossroad, jackass.
I'm assuming that.
Oh, it's a Garden Club. Garden Club Drive. It's a little dead end road right after it's Kaleidoscope, which be Walgreens.
Yeah, I know there. It's north of 69, right?
Yeah, you like basically you get off the exit and boom, you're right. Yeah,
I know where I'm at.
Oh, okay. I know where you're at too.
Yeah. Not that we could do anything about it. We're got to practice social distancing.
We're coming to get you, Barbara.
Well, we know where you live now, so yeah. But that's where your mom's at, or that's where you bought the house at?
Yep. No. So my mom, her husband lived here. It's a one bedroom house and built their house that they live in now. So this was just kind of like for emergencies and for renting. So when the main line went out, we kind of dealt with it, snaked it out, tried to fix it. It wasn't working. So we come up here to not have any of those problems. And while we were up here, we got a house in Bluffton. Right now, we're waiting for the surveyor to come through and the bank to kind of do what their thing, and we should be in there anytime before April 22nd.
Right on, buddy.
Very nice, man.
Yeah, so
that's awesome. Congratulations.
You're such a big boy now.
It's too bad you can't be like Justin, then you'll have it paid off when you're 27.
Or, grow a mustache and beard.
Or is that too?
That's what I thought you were going with there.
I have a hormone disorder.
Oh, love it. So Jesse, as you know, our podcast is about comic books. If you want to give your comic book origin story, how you got into comics or what your comic knowledge is, because I know you came with us, or we met you at the Comic-Con last year. That was your first time going, and both you and Audrey seemed to have a good time and was planning on going this year, but then they got pushed back. So so go ahead and give us your comic book origin story if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. So I don't think I'd ever, I don't like reading. I never have.
Well, that's why it's comics. It's got pictures.
Reading is hard.
I think a lot of it has to do with my ADD. I just get really distracted. But I'd watched a lot of the Marvel movies growing up. They probably started when I was real little with X-Men, the original X-Men. I watched the cartoons all the time. So, anything that had to do with superheroes, I was really into. But I never really got into the comic books until last year when we went with you guys and seeing all the artwork and stuff. And I've read through all the ones that I've gotten already. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's obviously, I've been in it for a couple of years.
Wow. Way to flex that nerd dick, dude.
Yeah. No, I do it every time. Why do you think I got video with it behind me?
He's like, why do you think I set it up with everything here?
Fine. Literally.
I got board games over here, and I got, anyways.
You got things.
All my stuff's still in boxes, so.
Well, you're putting it back in boxes. You're moving again.
Yeah.
So, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. What you been up to since last we've seen you?
Well, I've been...
Besides working, and...
Well, yeah.
We both know where that kind of...
Yeah, we've all worked at Payton's.
It's a grindstone, but I've kind of learned...
You're an essential employee. We care for you.
Yep.
So everybody listening, hey, Jesse's one of the ones that we are... They don't see you. It's not video.
Uh-huh.
Jesse's one of the ones that we want to thank. So anyway, sorry, continue.
And even if you weren't essential as an employee, you're essential as our friend. So.
Aw. No, besides that, so I dove really hard into streaming. Where I lived in Montpelier it's a rural area, and the best internet I could find was AT&T, 15 megabytes down and 5 megabytes up. And so that couldn't sustain the content that I wanted to put out. So I had a friend in Bluffton with fiber optic internet who allowed me to kind of put my setup there. And I was streaming there for a while. I hit affiliate last year at some point.
Nice.
And I've made a little bit of money. So kind of what I've learned with work right now is that it's a means to an end. you know, fuels my hobbies and allows me to do these things that I want to do. So work isn't such a drag anymore. You know, I go there thinking about what I'm going to be able to do with the money that I'm making. When work had picked up and my streaming kind of slowed down, I really put a lot of my time and effort into YouTubing and put a lot of my efforts into learning Adobe After Effects, Premiere Pro, and a lot of the Adobe software.
Would you explain that to us? What does that mean?
Oh, so like graphics design stuff. Everything that you see in my videos, I've made myself.
Nice. Well done, kid.
Which I've seen. You there, Ron? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, it looks freezing. I've seen a couple of your
lips are actually about 3 seconds behind everything you're saying, which is why I kept making faces because I wanted to see if mine was keeping up or not.
But it's not like yours. It's not. I don't know what's up with that.
What's up with that?
What?
That was Alexa.
The hell?
She knows something's fucked up.
Oh, God.
She just said something went wrong.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of your videos on Instagram. I mean, I've somewhat watched them. Basically, I'm scrolling through and I see them. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And scroll past because, not going to lie, it's how I be. You're streaming, like you said, online. What, you've been streaming just Call of Duty or What games have you been playing?
I stream primarily League of Legends, but I switch it up. Yeah, I stream a lot of League of Legends. I've met a lot of friends through there. Tonight, I plan on streaming World of Warcraft. And then,
wow.
Yeah, I do stream a little bit of Call of Duty. But yeah, a lot of the first-person shooter games, it's really hard to interact with the people. So I try to stray away from them because, you know, you have to have your full focus on it. Where League, I've played it for 10 years on and off, so I can play it without even paying attention.
Man, that must be I got nothing. Never mind. I was gonna say some dumbass joke, but I got nothing.
Oh, we were waiting for a dumbass joke too.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. Well, that's fun. What else? So you're working.
Oh, for sure. 12 hours a day.
All right. More importantly, who gives a shit? What's your favorite comic book character?
So from the actual comic books, definitely Wolverine.
No, from the pretend comic books.
Oh, okay. I mean, from like the movies and stuff, like comic book movies or TV shows, Green Arrow is probably my favorite.
All right.
Really?
It's my favorite color is green. Now, what can I
say? Well, my favorite color is green too, but that doesn't mean that I like the green. No. Here, look. See, the problem you've got here is that's a DC character.
Oh, fuck yeah, off. Well, there's nothing wrong with
that. Come on.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay. What I know you also said you were getting into paintball really hard.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So I had my boss and coworker had come up to me, and he's had a team for a little while now and asked if I wanted to join and kind of go with him. So I went out, I bought the gun, kind of bought all the gear, and we'd went for the first time about a month ago. We spent all day there, and yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I hadn't been for probably 7 or 8 years, and that was an indoor field. But we went to Fort Knox. It's about an hour and a half away from us. And it's got like, I think 10 or 12 outside courses that are smaller. And once a month, what they do is they have a big game where you use all 12 fields at once and you have two massive teams. The event that we were going to go to in April was actually Xbox versus PlayStation. So, nice. You know, you dress up as your favorite characters, you get assigned your teams, and then it's just an all-day event.
So, is Jesse, it Xbox or PlayStation?
Well, I play on PC, but my buddies are all signing up via PlayStation. So,
oh, okay, good.
Yep, so, as our cosplay, we're actually going to be Leon and Claire Redfield. Because
nice.
Even though they weren't exclusive, those games came out when only PlayStation was around, so I consider it an exclusive.
I mean, it was exclusive to PlayStation until
the original PlayStation, yeah. Resident Evil 2 was originally, because it never came out on, it didn't come out on any other system until They re-released it for like the
GameCube.
What? Yeah, and play. I think yeah, because it was the PlayStation, it was
PS2, and GameCube.
Yep.
No.
I had, that was four.
Well, no, because I had they redid the first
zero
one.
And one.
The redid
was on GameCube.
Zero was on GameCube originally.
Yeah.
Which
it
sucks,
by the way. I tried playing it. It's got awful. It's got awful.
And then I still want to get two. I need to get the new version of two and
I've
three.
Got it if you want to borrow it.
Really good.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Because I want to go from zero to seven. I want to play all of them.
You really don't have to play zero.
But I've played zero before, and I want to actually finish.
Oh, well, see, then you don't want to have to replay zero. I'll tell you what happened.
I've never finished it.
I'll tell you what happens.
I can look up what happens. It's like 15 years old.
Yeah, that seems about right. No, I think it actually is it older than that?
It's probably older than that. I don't know.
By zero, do you mean like the original Resident
Evil? No. Resident Evil Zero is supposed to have happened before the mansion incident.
It was with the Rebecca, the medic.
It was the B team.
Well,
I'm sorry, Bravo team.
Anyway, it had Rebecca and the Bravo team. They were scattered throughout, but she and the other guy was some
criminal
that escaped from wherever. And
he was an army prisoner.
And as dumb as it was, I enjoyed the little bit I played.
Yes, it was dumb.
But then again, you go back to the original Resident Evil for the PlayStation, and
it's amazing still.
But at its
compared to Resident Evil Zero, the original Resident Evil is still awesome. Because guess what? You have more than six fucking item slots, dumb fucks. And your equipped gun counts as one of your slots. So what the fuck?
What?
I haven't played them forever, so I can't.
No, I just bought them and I was playing it. That's how I know the Zero sucks.
Got them for PlayStation.
I've got the PlayStation 4 versions of them.
Because I think I did. Yeah, the Origin Collection.
Yeah,
Zero and One.
Okay. And then I've got the remake of 2. And then I hope that the remake of 3 is better than the original 3, because I really fucking hated 3.
The demos / trailers I've seen and gameplay I've seen so far looks amazing. I remember playing a demo of 3 back on original PlayStation, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And that was like 15 minutes of the game. Yeah. But that was just terrible. Now I do want to, at some point, well, hopefully sometime soon, I can actually play with actual games. I've got so many games that I haven't played, and having time off, I could play them.
So do it.
But I give myself too much shit. I give myself things like this to do. So
hey, look, why don't you fire it up right now while you're talking to us?
It's so far away.
See, that's the reason you can't get this shit done. Like me, I'm playing Witcher right now, and you guys didn't even know it.
Oh,
no, nice. I'm just fucking with you. But if I was playing Witcher, I wouldn't even be talking to you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you like the book series for The Witcher?
I'm reading it right now. Okay. And I think it's pretty good. Although the books that I got were very misinformed in their numbering, because I got books 1, 2, and 3, but they're actually books 3, 4, and 5, because there are two that came out before them, but I can't find those two. So I'm reading through these three, and then I'm going to backtrack to those two.
I was gonna say check like the Hoopla app or the Overdrive through the library, but because the Witcher show came out, I think everything is could they be either audiobooks?
Yeah, no, I just
want to
buy them.
Well, yeah, but if you want to read them, just get the story for now.
No, I'll buy them and then read them. I don't want to read somebody else's book. I want to read my book. Dude, it's a bonding experience for reading the book.
Get it. Anyway, so Justin,
Justin had gotten through, I think, the first book of The Witcher, like the actual first book, and they got like halfway through the second book, and I was asking him about it. I'm like, so how do you like it? He goes, yeah, stop fucking reading it. It sucked. And I was like, okay.
Doesn't read it. He does audiobooks.
Yeah, he does the audiobooks. So
it's actually easier. All you gotta do is just put it on.
Yeah, he said it was boring. He said it was confusing. Like, it didn't make sense. He didn't like it.
I find it interesting because he made it through the Wheel of Time. And every day he told me, how annoyed he was in those first like 10 books.
Dude, he made it through Gunslinger.
I made it through Gunslinger.
I made it through the first book, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad it's done. Look, we spent a fucking year in a goddamn desert.
Dude, I love the Dark end. Tower series.
Nope.
It's okay. Once it gets past book five.
Once it gets past book five, books before it gets good.
No, that's when it gets weird. Because so that
never gets good.
It's always good. After book four is when King got hit by that van or hit by that car and was in the hospital
had nothing better to do than write.
Anyway.
He said the Wheel of Time series, he was when he was referred that, they said that like the first six books really suck. They're really slow.
See, who the fuck reads six books if they all suck?
I
pick up the
apparently
first book,
Justin.
And if it sucks, well, if the first book sucks, I'm like, hey, guess what? This is going to half price books.
Is that where you got it from though, usually?
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes back to half price books. No, I just remember Justin telling me about the Wheel of Time, and he said once Robert Jordan wrote those, right?
Most of them.
Well, yeah, but he was the primary, and then Brandon Johnson
Sanderson
came in at book, I don't know, 11 or something.
12 or something like that,
and took over, and it became better. Or just
he's a really good writer,
but honestly, I think Sanderson will be the one to finish up Game of Thrones or Song of Ice and Fire once Martin dies, which will probably be soon because
he's fat and old.
Yeah. Well, coronavirus.
He is toast.
And you know he can't stay anywhere by himself and like do things like write.
So. Well, no, he can write, just not the Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Because it was supposed to be four fucking books long.
It was originally supposed
to be four.
It was two or three. I think it was at least three.
Because Feast for Crows was supposed to be the last book. He started writing these in 19... Well, he started publishing them in 1994.
Okay.
Publishing. I don't know when he started writing them. Probably like 1876, but...
I know that I'm just happy that the show's over and now we, the people who actually read the books, can finally get finished on that, although I don't even know if I want to because of he came out and said that the show was basically close to what he wanted, but
the ending's trash is what I heard.
I said basically the show wasn't that last season was bad.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I only watched up to when Joffrey died, and then I was done.
It's like season four.
That's all I wanted to see was Joffrey die. That's the reason why I watched the whole show. Well, that and the redheaded prostitute.
the new one? The one that wasn't even in the books?
Yeah. She was the only good thing about the show. Well, and all the boobs and stuff. But still.
There's a lot of good things about that show.
Yeah, but they're all women.
Yeah.
There was like no story that was good to it, but there was a lot of nice boobies.
And, oh, no, I like Arya's story. Her becoming a faceless man.
She's a little young.
She's young in the book.
No, I meant like as a person, like the actress is a little young.
21 or something.
No way. She's like 17.
No, she's older than Sophie Turner.
Is she really? No. You're
on crack. Like a year apart.
Hold on. What's Arya's real name?
Macy. Macy Williams. Is that right?
Maisie Williams.
See, Ron?
She's 22. Holy shit. And then, such a fucking midget.
I think Sophie Turner is like
hold on,
23.
Hold on.
Or 22, maybe. They're close in age.
Sophie Turner's 24.
Okay.
So at least when, you know, the show was out, she was still an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Middling. What?
What's
this? All right. But anyways,
so here's the good thing, like Ron, about this show is that you can do that and I won't cut it out. You can look up things on Google and I'll keep it in.
You'll keep it in. Attaboy.
Anyway. Hey, we're supposed to be talking to Jesse here.
Oh, sorry. I got distracted by Sophie.
No, it's all right. I was just going to say another book author that takes forever, and I'm really waiting on the third book for, is the author of the Kingkiller Chronicles.
Yes. God damn it. And he is the best writer probably of our generation, like as far as these books go. Patrick Rothfuss. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't remember his name.
No, I remember. Oh, yeah.
Ron's
a dude. I got Charity to read those books, and as slow as she reads, she read them in like, she read both of those books and the smaller book about Arya in like a month and a half.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's good for her, because normally it takes like a month and a half to finish the first like quarter of the book. But me, I blasted through them in a week each.
Well, you also read like constantly. So
yes, I destroy books with my mind.
Yeah, I remember, I think I read, oh hell, what was it? The Percy Jackson series and was it
The Red Pyramid? The Kane Chronicles?
No. There was something else. I read like two series is like alternating weeks. And I read them like I think it was the Night Angel trilogy.
Oh, those are great books.
I read those three and plus like three or four of the Percy Jackson series all within like a month and a half. And I'm like, Percy Jackson was good. Movies were shit. But the books were good. Night Angel trilogy was amazing.
Yes, it was.
Actually, might have picked it up again sometime. I got a couple books that I want to actually read while I'm off.
Brent Weeks, who wrote the Night Angel trilogy, released a small book about Durzo. Yep. And it was really disappointing.
I think you let me borrow that, and I haven't read it.
Probably.
I think I still have it, actually.
Yeah, probably. That's okay. But
I also bought the trilogy combo, like hardcover.
The big,
I think that might be in there already.
I don't know.
Again, I haven't read it since I borrowed them off of you.
He's reading the Superman that you let me borrow for the.
Did you finish that?
Yeah. The chronologically it jumps around a lot.
So I think it's been forever since I've read, and we'll get into this Sunday when we actually talk about it, but it's been forever since I've read those books. So I forgot how much it jumps around.
Yeah.
But it's like 5 years with those six issues.
Yeah. Like it was still a good read, but it was like, cause I think I got like the maybe original Bizarro in one of those.
Well, okay. Well, look, that's for Sunday's recording.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about that right now. Worry about that later. Those are your notes later. So yeah, Jesse, what are you planning on doing? Well, yeah, you're working. Never mind. I was gonna say, what are you doing for this quarantine? Oh wait, you have to go to work.
Hey, fuck you. You're the only one of us that's at home.
Yeah. I got so much to do. Actually, I do want to reorganize all these books.
That'll take you for 2 weeks.
I was gonna say, yeah, you're gonna be back at work before you even you're gonna be like looking at the first shelf and then it's like, oh what, we're already back at work?
Damn. Challenge? I can probably get this done.
How about before the next podcast?
That would be Sunday.
Oh fuck, is it Sunday?
Yeah.
Saturday. You got Friday and Saturday.
Well, there you Friday I'm recording with you and Cam.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, you.
We're recording on Friday?
Yeah, Friday night, 10 o'clock. Or, no, sorry, 4 o'clock.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're busy. Are you busy?
I don't know. Like, that's kind of sudden.
Sorry. Shit, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, you told me about today.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Because you were like, hey, Jesse's going to be on, and I'm like, oh. Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Look, time has been wonky for me. Just
yeah, that's what happens when you don't go to work.
It really is. Although it's also been, it's before it started rain. It was beautiful out today. Took Gary the dog for a long walk. That was fun. It's also kind of scary.
Social distancing.
Well. You can still go outside, and all the people that I walked by,
Dude, me and the kids were riding around on the freaking electric scooters yesterday.
Oh, were you?
Oh, it was badass.
How much do those cost?
It's $1 to like start it, and then they charge you like 10 cents a mile or something like that.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Like we drove around on them enough to, I think I found my scooter first and I ended up, it cost me like $8 or something. And then the kids had like $7 and change.
Nice.
But yeah, it was a blast. And then we went through the Wendy's Park Air drive-through because, you know, you can't go inside. And like all three of us and the scooters were enough to trip the sensor.
Good.
But we got up to the window and they're like, we can't serve you. You're walking. And we're like, but we're on roller skates. And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, we can't come in either. And they're like, well, sorry. And I'm like, well, bye.
They wouldn't give it to you?
No.
That's crap.
Right? Like, I was getting
all the car. Time for truck drivers.
Well, see, and that was my thing. Like, you know, if you're, you know, walking around, you obviously have no way to, you know, get in there.
Well, mm-hmm. You can still go in. You just can't sit down.
No, you can't.
They actually have it closed?
Yep.
Okay.
Jeez.
I was like, because I know the McDonald's by me, I think you could go in and order takeout, but you can't just sit in there. Hell, the other day I went to Coney Island, what was it, like Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday? And I went right in, and there was like other people there standing.
Did you go through the front door or the back door?
Technically the back door, but.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, free parking in the you know, parking lot, so.
Free parking in the rear?
Yep. Ah, shit. So, other than working, Jesse, what else do you got planned to do during this time off? Well,
so a lot of it will be actually working on my car. So I recently got an 09 Dodge Charger, and it's got the 5.7 Hemi in it. So it's got a big motor, a lot of power. And my plan ever since I got it was to restore it into, you know, something I like, make sure everything is mechanically sound, and then I'm going to paint it, make it really, really nice into like a show car.
Ooh.
That way someday when I'm old, in hopes that it might be a classic car.
Okay.
You know, so right now we just replaced probably the entire front end. We had upper, lower control arms, struts, bushings, all new sensors around it.
That sounds like no fun.
You were saying that you had the control wires were having an issue with that.
Oh yeah. So, inside the car, it used to be a police charger. And so I don't have a center console at all. There's just this little plastic piece that covers up all the wires. And the cigarette lighter port wasn't working. My brother, when he had given me the car, said it was hooked up. It just didn't work.
Wait, which brother?
Tristan.
That son of a bitch.
There's your problem.
The same brother who changed the heater core, tore out the dash, put it back in, all fucked up. Like, it's all wavy and shit. Things aren't snapping incorrectly, so it makes a bunch of noise. And didn't reinstall the passenger side airbag. After 2 years of the car sitting, after he finally got it fixed, he decided, I don't need this airbag anymore, and threw it away. Now, I don't know if you know how much an airbag costs.
Not cheap.
No. Generally, if airbags deploy, your car is totaled.
Yeah.
And he just threw it away, and I haven't looked at prices, but I'm guessing anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 for a single airbag.
I don't know if it's that much, but I know it's expensive.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm also vehicle. Charger.
What year?
09 RT.
Yeah, Ron's looking it up.
Sweet. Yeah, I've never done it. I just heard that they're just super expensive. So my plan is to, I'm going to pull out the cluster because I want to redo the front.
You can get a used one for $45 on eBay.
Well, that's not bad.
Used, rebuilt?
Because, I mean, is it driver's side or passenger side?
Passenger side. I mean, I don't ever sit over there unless I'm drinking, so.
Well, yes, your wife, I'm assuming, sits over there.
You like, she has life insurance.
Jesus. I'm not.
$141.73 for one, says partsgeek.com.
That's not bad.
That's a lot cheaper than one you expected.
Yeah, it is.
Because I expected, honestly, I expected probably about $500 to $600.
I was expecting 200 to 300 because, I mean, all it really is a bag that, you know, blows up. Tell you what, dude, I got an air compressor and a Walmart bag. We got you covered.
I got a bag of balloons. You can do that.
Hey, helium?
Helium balloons or?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's empty ones. You got to blow up.
Wow, really? Helium balloons?
I don't have helium.
Although, you can't have.
Go ahead.
Oh, they got them at Walmart. You can get a little container of it. We did it for Ellie's birthday. When we went to the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck Mexican restaurant did we go to?
Saboya's.
No, yeah. Wait. Bandidos.
I'll say that was, okay, yeah, Saboya's was one of the boys'. No. No, are you sure about that?
No.
I also don't remember if I was there or not.
Hey, when we went for Ellie's birthday last year, hey, talking to you.
Because it was Saboya's behind Glenbrook.
Huh? Cabela's. No, Cabela's is a fucking sporting goods store.
Saboya's. Okay, I was there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What was I saying? I don't remember what I was saying.
I don't know.
Okay.
Helium. Right.
Oh, helium. Yep. That. Nope. It's gone. It was gone.
Oh, I bought a tiny compressor of helium from Walmart. It came with like balloons and stuff with it. It was like $20.
Okay.
Then you just put it in your mouth and you just, dude.
Now
that's what we need to do.
That's how
we need to have. We need to have a whole podcast where we are fucked on helium.
It might be a chitty chat.
No, talk about this.
So the other day, Emily bought a new game called Accents, and it's a card game. And what you do is you have all these lines of either from like a movie or just TV shows or lines that you would say on these cards. And then you have to draw the accent card and you have to deliver the line in said accent. One of them was helium. And I know I didn't get that card, but I failed on that one. But like one of them is say this line as a dog. And so Cassie and I were just barking the line out instead of actually saying it as a dog. So it's,
you didn't really do it.
Nope. It was just bark, 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 bark. It was pretty fun.
Did Gary talk back to you?
No. Gary was, he wasn't there bothering us at the time, I don't think. I don't know. I don't remember. But we've been playing for the last like couple days, we've been playing games at night just to kind of family game night pass the time. We did throw burrito in Cassie's room, which it was more like tossed gently at each other because we didn't want to break things.
So you're supposed to chuck the burrito then?
You're technically supposed to chuck the burrito at each other, yeah. It's a little foam burrito that you actually could do some damage if you throw it hard enough. We did Unstable Unicorns the other night. That one was
That's a fun game.
That was pretty fun. I've got a couple expansions.
I got them for Simon.
Well, I got the Kickstarter ones. They're newer games, newer cards. Did that. What's it called?
I don't know. We're waiting.
Trial. Shut up. Trial by Trolley, which that's a really fun part of the game that next time, when this is all said and done, we're going to do a game night and it's going to be fun. I'm inviting you, Jesse. Yes. You and Audrey. Yes.
Sweet. Yeah, and living in Bluffton will make it a lot easier because we were driving, even like just up here to see my mom, it was like an hour long drive. And then drive all the way back home after doing stuff or hanging out all day. It was
not to mention it's Montpelier. So,
yeah, there's nothing to fucking do there.
Well, I mean, Bluffton, I'm not saying Bluffton.
Well, I don't know. If Audrey is home with you, there's at least one thing to do.
I'm not saying Bluffton's any better. It's still about a half hour, 45 minute drive, give or take. I just remember when I lived in Bluffton, it was like, oh, cool. I'm at the Oscar and I'm almost home. 10 more minutes. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
But I avoid Ossian. I just go around it. It's quick.
Yeah, I just go right to Markle, 69 to Markle, and get off. So there and boom, you go. I'm home.
Yeah. Well, see? Yeah.
69, and then he gets off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Way to do it. What else? What else we got to talk about? I think that's everything.
So sometimes when I wake up in the morning, my pee-pee's hard.
And that's how morning quick of it.
No, I'm just kidding. Have you guys every morning seen good anime lately?
Ruby.
I watched some really terrible movies last night.
I saw that. That
oh yeah, that picture.
Okay, so that Charity got this movie at Half Price Books, and it's like it was supposed to be like these four. It's like how many cartoons were on there, Charlie? She took it. I didn't leave it here. Fuck that. I didn't want that. But it had like 10 cartoons, like mini cartoons that were foreign. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, you know, that's probably going to be cool. Nope. They were fucked up. Like every single one of them was fucking weird.
Yeah. So the picture you put on Instagram,
Facebook.
Was it Facebook? I thought it was Instagram.
Yeah. Oh no, it was Facebook. Okay. I wanted to see if I'd get it. I wanted to see if I'd get zucked for it, and I didn't.
So it was this dog
licking an alligator's dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was fucked up, man. Not gonna lie. Yep. That was weird.
No, the weirdest part was before that. The alligator was like, this girl. He was by a little girl, like you know. Teenage looking cartoon girl.
Yeah. So,
and wait, he's so like, you want to see my splinter?
Oh, God. Huh? I said, was it anime? Because if she looked like a teenage girl,
no, she wasn't like 500 years old.
Okay.
No, this was like, you remember like when we used to draw things in elementary school?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this artwork looked like.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was god awful. Like, it was terrible. I don't know, like, where was that chick from that drew it all, Charlie?
Latvia.
Yeah.
Okay,
apparently in Latvia they are lacking for artists.
Well, and yeah, I need to Dr. move Doom there. Is ruling over them.
That's Latveria, dumbass.
Close enough. Look, I gotta bring it back to comic books.
But, oh, wait. Well, this comic book? This is about comic books?
Well, that's what the main feed is. Anyway, you watching any good animes there, Jesse?
Yeah, actually, My Hero Academia has its new season out, and they just came out with a movie, and I went and seen that in theater with the with Zach and Cadence.
Nice. I thought about taking the girls to that, because the little ones love My Hero, but I don't think they've seen past the first season, so they probably would have gotten confused.
I haven't seen any of it yet because I've got Simon's Crunchyroll and I haven't used it yet.
They've got the first two or three seasons on Netflix or Hulu. I can't remember which.
Must be Hulu because it's not on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. I watch it all on Funimation.
There you go.
And it's got four seasons and the current fifth season.
Okay. That's one I want to watch. I want to get into. I just. Time. Now that I have, yeah. I think I did have time before, but I know everybody's been loving it.
Black Clover, Fire Force, and I pick random ones to watch, but those are.
Have you watched Castlevania?
Yeah, I'm actually. I seen wicked. The first seasons, and I seen the third season came out, so I've got to watch it.
Yeah, we're like eight episodes into the third season. It's a little different, but it's still pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I love the art design that they use in it.
Oh, absolutely.
I need to get on that. I'll get on that soon.
Yeah, you say that.
I do all say the time. That. I say a lot of things. You know what else I say? I say it's about time to wrap this up. So Jesse, shut up. Go ahead and give out your information, your podcast, pip out your podcast again, and your
Twitter, social security number,
YouTube or
bank account,
Twitch. I think did you say you streamed on Twitch?
Yep, I stream via Twitch.
Go ahead and give all that stuff out.
Yeah, everything is at Dungmaster Da. I don't know if it shows video. It's right there.
It does.
He was talking about for everybody else.
Everybody else, because I don't put videos out.
It's Dungmaster Da.
Yep, and that's yeah, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all the big ones.
All righty. Well, Jesse, thank you for coming on this second episode that we're doing.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I think this is. I think that's all I really got. So
I think we should have him on again sometime and make him read a comic.
I'm down.
Like I said, when you guys get to that Wolverine series that I have, Wolverine versus Punisher.
That's years away. Although,
or we could just get a,
one. Or yeah, just let me know and let me borrow a copy and I'll definitely read it. And
well, that's the only way I read them is if Joey has them and I can borrow them.
Yeah. I know you prefer the hardback. I know that. So I can get them to you digitally, or I can teach you how to find them digitally.
I'm a pirate. Don't worry.
We know.
All right, guys. Let's.
Speaking of, tell your wife I said hi.
I will.
And give her a kiss for me. Oh, with tongue.
All right, I'm stopping this.
All right, later, guys.